Chapter 19. The Assyrian reign of Shalmaneser II. After a campaign to Lake Van and thereabout, in which he burnt more than 100 towns, erected pyramids of human heads, delivered to the flames scores of elves and maidens, and set up an image of himself on the shore of Lake Van, overlooking the sea. He yet in his first year marched to the Mediterranean Sea and to Cilicia. He says, "In the first year of my reign I crossed the Euphrates in its flood. Towards the sea of the setting sun I marched. I purified my weapons in the sea. Victims to my gods I sacrificed. I ascended Mount Amanus. I cut logs of cedar and thuya. I climbed Mount Lalar and erected there an image of my royal Iram. Mount Amanus I departed. The Orontes I crossed. To Alimush, the stronghold of Saplilm, the Pitinian, I approached. Saplilm, the Pitinian, to save his life called to his aid from Carchemish, from Kumuk, from Cilicia, and other districts round about, 8 different kings, with their forces. This host was defeated and scattered by Shalmaneser, who says further, he great cities of the Pitinian I invested. The countries of the upper sea of Syria and of the sea of the setting sun, I swept like a mound under a storm. The tribute of the kings of the sea coast I received. On the shores of the broad sea, the strait before me, victoriously I marched. An image of my majesty I made to perpetuate my name forever. Overlooking the sea I erected it. To the mountains of Amanus I ascended. Logs of cedar and thuya I cut. To the mountains of Mount Atala where the image of Asher Erbi was set up, I marched. I erected an image by the side of his image. From here he returned toward Aleppo, carrying 14,600 prisoners, and receiving he tribute of Aram, the son of Gusi, silver, gold, oxen, sheep, wine, and couches of gold and silver. From there he returned to Nineveh. The next year he traversed this same course again, to the Euphrates, to Carchemish, and to the country of the Pitinians. He says, he kings of the country of the Hittites, all of them, trembled before the splendor of my powerful weapons, and my violent onset, and they took my feet. From the Pitinian, 3 talents of gold, 100 talents of silver, 300 talents of copper, 300 talents of iron, 1,000 bases of copper, 1,000 vestments of embroidered stuff and linen, his daughter with her abundant dowry, 20 talents of blue-purple, 500 oxen, and 5,000 sheep, I received. 1 talent of gold, 2 talents of blue people, and 100 logs of cedar, I imposed upon him as tribute. Each year I received it in my city of Asher. Ramkanu the son of Gabru who dwells at the foot of Mount Amanus 10 talents of silver, 90 talents of copper, 30 talents of iron, 300 vestments of embroidered stuff and linen, 300 oxen, 3,000 sheep, 200 logs of cedar, 2 homers of cedar resin, and his daughter with her dowry, I received. I laid upon him as tribute 10 menes of silver, 200 logs of cedar, and an homer of cedar resin. Each year I receive it Ramaramu, the son of Agusi, 10 menes of gold, 6 talents of silver, 500 oxen, and 5,000 sheep. I received Ramsangara, the Carchemishian, 2 talents of gold, 70 talents of silver, 30 talents of copper, 100 talents of iron, 20 talents of blue-purple, 500 weapons, his daughter with a dowry, and 100 daughters of his nobles, 500 oxen, and 5,000 sheep, I received. I laid upon him as tribute, a mane of gold, a talent of silver, and 2 talents of blue-purple. Each year I received at Ramkadazilu, the Commagenian, I receive each year 20 menes of silver, and 300 logs of cedar. The next 2 campaigns were in the countries of the Hittites, on the west of the Euphrates. In the second of these, the city of Pethor, from which Balaam came, he took for himself, that is, he made it a royal and store city. Of the city of Pethor he says, "In those days the city of Anna Asher Utiratsbet to Asher I have restored, I have taken, which the Hittites call Pitru, which is upon the river Segura on the farther side of the Euphrates, and the city of Makinu which is upon the hither side of the Euphrates, which Tiglath-Pileser, the royal forefather who went before me had captured, And which in the time of Ashur-Erbi, the king of Assyria, the king of the country of Aram had taken away by force these cities. I restored to their former position. I settled men of Assyria in them. His fourth and fifth years were spent in the region at the upper Euphrates, near the source of the Tigris, and eastward to Lake Van. At the shore of Lake Van, as he approached the cities of Nikdim and Nigdara, he says, He trembled before the splendor of my powerful weapons and violent onset, and took refuge on the sea in coracles of willow. In boats of sealskin I followed after them. A hard battle I fought in the middle of the sea, and utterly defeated them. The sea with their blood I dyed like wool. The spoil was heap, horses, colts, and calves, to a countless number. In his sixth year his campaign was to the westward again. The cities on the bank of the Balak had slain Jamo their governor. When he had settled his affairs in this country, he again wrought the Euphrates at its flood, and he tribute of the kings of the Hittites, LL of them, received at his royal city of Pethor. From the banks of the Euphrates he departed o the city of Kemen, the modern Aleppo, or Halab. This city surrendered without a fight, and paid tribute. From there he went southward o the cities of Urkuleni, the Hamathite. A number of cities, including one royal city of the king of Hamath, were captured and destroyed. And he set out toward another royal city which he calls Karkara. By this time a great force of about 70,000 men and nearly 2,000 chariots had been gathered together at the river Orontes to resist his further progress. This force was composed, Shalmaneser says, of 200 chariots, 1,200 litters, and 20,000 men from Dada Idri ben Hadad of the country of Damascus. 700 chariots, 700 litters, and 10,000 men from Urkuleni, the Hamathite. 2,000 chariots and 10,000 men from Ahab, the Israelite Akhabu Matzer Ald. 500 men from the Gwens. 1,000 men from the Egyptians. 10 chariots and 10,000 men from the Irkanations, the Arkites, Chap. 3, Par. 26. 200 men from Matinu Ba'el, the Arvadite. 200 men from the Usanations. 30 chariots and 10,000 men from Adunu Ba'el, the Shanian. 1,000 camels from Gandibu, the Arabian. And O men from Basha, the son of Rukubi, of the country of Ammon, these 12 kings he took to his assistance. To offer battle and combat, they came against me. I fought with them. From the city of Karkara to the city of Kurzai, I utterly defeated them. 14,000 in another place he says 20,500 of their fighting men I slew with weapons. Like Hadad I rained a deluge upon them, and exterminated them. I filled the face of the plain with their widespread troops, with my weapons I covered with their blood the whole district. The soil ceased to give food to its inhabitants. In the broad fields there was no room for their graves. With the bodies of their men, as with a bridge, I bound together the banks of the Orontes. In this battle their chariots, their litters, and their horses bound to the yoke, I took from them. In his seventh year he says, marched to the sources of the Tigris, the place from whence the waters gush forth. There I purified the arms of Asher. I sacrificed victims to my gods. A feast of rejoicing I made. I erected a great image of my royal majesty. The glory of Asher, my lord, the exploits of my valor, and all that I had done in these countries, I inscribed upon it. I set it up there. We have seen that Ashur-natsir-pal had conquered the country of the Shuhites, and invaded Babylonia, and swept Chaldea like a storm. And that Nebo-Baladan, who was king of Babylon at that time, had saved his city by making peace with Ashur-natsir-pal. Nebo-Baladan was yet king of Babylon in the seventh year of Shalmaneser II, of Assyria. Of him and his successor, one account is as follows, and the time of Shalmaneser, king of Assyria, and Nebo-Baladina, king of Cardunias, friendship and complete alliance with one another they made. In the time of Shalmaneser, king of Assyria, Nebo-Baladina, king of Cardunias, was overcome by death. Merodach-Nadin-Sumi sat on the throne of his father. Merodach-Baluate, his brother, revolted against him. He seized the city of Adabin. The country of Akkad was disturbed everywhere. Shalmaneser, king of Assyria, to the help of Merodach-Nabon-Sumi, king of Cardunias, marched. Merodach-Baluate, the king, he smote. The rebel soldiers who were with him, he slew. In Cutha, Babylon, and Borsippa he offered sacrifice. Of this, Shalmaneser says, and the eponymy of Samas-Belitzer his seventh year, in the time of Merodach-Baluate, his brother revolted against him. They divided the country into two factions. Merodach-Samidin, to ask help, to Shalmaneser sent his ambassador. Shalmaneser, the impetuous chief, whose trust is Adar, took the road. He gave the order to march against Akkad. I approached the city of Zabin. Victims before headed, my lord, I sacrificed. I departed from Zabin. To the city of Meternet I approached. The city I besieged, I captured. His fighting men I slew. His spoil I carried away. From the city of Meternet I departed. To the city of Gananate I approached. Merodach-Baluate, the lame king, ignorant how to conduct himself, came forth against me to offer combat and battle. I utterly defeated him. His fighting men I slew. In his city I shut him up. His crops I gathered in, his plantations I cut. His river I dammed up. In a second expedition, in the eponymy of Belbunia his eigth year, on the 20th day of the month Nisan, I departed from Nineveh. The upper Zab, and the lower Zab I crossed. To the city of Lachiru I approached. The city I besieged, I captured. Its fighting men I slew, its spoil I carried away. From the city of Lachiru I departed. To the city of Gananate I approached. Merodach-Baluate came forth like a fox from his hole. Towards the mountains of Yasubi, he set his face. The city of Armon he took for his stronghold. The city of Gananate I captured. Its fighting men I slew. Its spoil I carried away. I ascended the mountains after him. In the city of Armon I shut him up. The city I besieged, I took. His fighting men I slew, his spoil I carried away. I put Merodach-Baluate to death with weapons. Of the miserable soldiers who were with him, not one did I leave. And Merodach-Samidin had conquered his enemies, and Shalmaneser the powerful king had fulfilled the desire of his heart. He exalted thee, O great Lord Merodach. Shalmaneser the king of Assyria ordered the march to Babylon. He arrived at Cutha, the city of the warrior of the gods, the exalted ones, the city of the sun god of the south. At the gate of the temple he prostrated himself humbly, and presented his sacrifice. He made offerings. He entered also into Babylon, the bond of heaven to earth, the seat of life. He ascended also to Esagil, the house of the high head, the palace of his gods as many as there are. Before Bel and Beltis he was seen to pass, and he directed their path. Their propitiatory sacrifices and pure offerings on Esagil he lavished. He visited all the shrines in Esagil and Babylon. He presented his pure sacrifice. He took also the road to Borsippa, the city of the warrior of the gods, the angel supreme. He entered also into Ezida, the immutable house. He prostrated himself before the temple of his immutable oracle. And in the presence of Nebo and Nana, the gods, his lords, he directed reverently his path. Strong oxen and fat sheep he gave in abundance. He visited all the shrines in Borsippa and Ezida. Each time he offered libations. For the men of Babylon, and Borsippa, the vassals of the great gods, he made a feast, and gave them food and wine. With embroidered robes he clothed them. With presents he endowed them. Fear that the great gods had favorably regarded Shalmaneser, the powerful king, the king of Assyria, had directed his face, had granted the desire of his heart and strength, and had heard his prayers, I departed from Babylon. To the country of Chaldea I descended. To the city of Bakani, a fortress of Adini, the son of Jakuri, I approached. The city I besieged, I captured. his numerous soldiers I slew. Their rich spoil, their oxen and their sheep, I carried away. The city I threw down, dug up, and burned with fire. Ram, the city of Bakani, I departed. The Euphrates hard by it I crossed. The city of Inzuti, the royal city of the aforesaid Adini, I approached. As for Adini, the son of Jakuri, the terror of the glory of Merodach, the great lord overwhelmed him, and if received from him, silver, gold, copper, lead, iron, muscana wood, ivory, and elephant skins. While I was staying on the shores of the sea, the Persian Gulf, the tribute of Yakin, the king of the maritime country, and of Musalim Merodach, the son of Amikani, silver, gold, lead, copper, iron, muscana wood, ivory, and elephant skins, I received. In his 10th year, for the 8th time, Shalmaneser crossed the Euphrates, after the cities of Sangara of Carchemish. And of the cities of Aram, he captured Arn, his royal city, and 100 of his towns. In his 11th year, for the 9th time, he crossed the Euphrates, and captured cities without number. O, the cities of the land of the Hittites and of the country of the Hamathites, I descended. I captured 89 towns. Dada Idri Ben-Hadad of the country of Damascus and 12 kings of the country of the Hittites ranged themselves side by side. I overthrew them. In his 12th year, for the 10th time he crossed the Euphrates. And in his 14th year again he says, crossed the Euphrates. 12 kings met me. I fought with them. I overthrew them. Not till his 17th year did he again cross the Euphrates. He then went once more as far as Mount Amanus, and there cut logs of cedar. In his 18th year he says, or the 16th time I crossed the Euphrates. Hazael, of Damascus, trusted to the strength of his armies, and assembled his armies to a large number. So near the biblical Shinar, a mountain summit as you come to Lebanon, he made his stronghold. I fought with him, I defeated him, 6,000 of his soldiers I slew with weapons, 1,121 of his chariots, 470 of his war horses, along with his camp, I took from him. To save his life he ascended the mountain. I perused after him. In Damascus, his royal city, I shut him up. His plantations I cut down. As far as the mountains of Hauran, I marched. The cities to a countless number I threw down, dug up, and burned with fire. Their spoil to a countless amount I carried away. As far as the mountain of Balarashi Balrash at the mouth of the Dog River, which is headland of the sea, I marched. As image of my majesty I set up upon it. At that time I received the tribute of the Tyrians, the Sidonians, and of Yahuwah Jehu, the son of Kumri Omri. In his 19th year, for the 18th time, he crossed the Euphrates, the ascended to Mount Amanus, where he again cut logs of cedar. And in the 20th year, for the 20th time he crossed the Euphrates, invaded the country about the mouth of the Orontes, captured their cities, and carried away the spoil. Again he says, in the 21st year of my reign, for the 21st time I crossed the Euphrates. Against the cities of Hazael of the country of Damascus, I marched. 4 of his cities I captured. The tribute of the Tyrians, the Sidonians, and the Gebalites, I received. In the 22nd year of my reign, for the 22nd time, the Euphrates I crossed. I descended into the country of Tubal. At that time from the 24 kings of Tubal, I received gifts. To Mount Tumer, a mountain of silver, a mountain of mull, a mountain of marble, I marched. In his 23rd year, and 25th campaign, he again crossed the Euphrates in the same region, and captured his stronghold of Lala, the Melidian, the modern Maladiu, and there received the tributes of he kings of Tubal. In his 24th year, and 26th campaign, he crossed the lower Zab, and overran the country to the northeast. Along the southwestern shore of Lake Urumia, he received a tribute of 27 kings of country of Parsua. Further he says, Nto the country of Messi, the country of the Amadians, the Mada or Medes, the country of Arazish, and the country of Karkar, I descended. These countries were overrun, and their cities were thrown down, dug up, and burned with fire. He set up an image of his majesty in the country of Karkar, and carried back to his capital many captives and much spoil. In his 25th year and 27th campaign, he Euphrates at its flood he crossed, and deceived the tribute of all the kings of the country of the Hittites. Mount Emmons I passed over. I descended into the cities of Kate, of the country of the Coans. The cities to a countless number I threw down, dug up, and burned with fire. In that region a certain stronghold, he says, took for myself. I surrounded its enclosure with a wall. I founded therein a palace as my royal abode. In his 26th year he says, or the 7th time I passed over Mount Amanus. For the 4th time, against the cities of Kate, of the country of the Coans, I marched. I besieged Tanakan, the stronghold of Chalka. This city with several others in that region were destroyed, the inhabitants of the country were pursued to the mountaintops and brought down. Hostages were taken. A tribute of silver, gold, iron, oxen, and sheep was laid upon them. And Eri, the brother of Kate, to the sovereignty over them was appointed. Again on Mount Amanus, logs of cedar were cut and taken to the city of Asher. This is the last campaign that Shalmaneser made in person. His 5 remaining campaigns, he says, were conducted by Ian-Asher, the Tartan, the commander of my numerous armies. One of these expeditions was made against he country of the Manna, the Mini of Jeremiah 51-27, which extended along the western shore of Lake Urumi. Another was gainst the country of Ararat, in the region of the present city of Mush, on the west of Lake Van. Another was made across the Euphrates, to the shore of the Mediterranean between Mount Emmonus and the Orontes. Another was to the source of the Tigris, in the region opposite the land of the Hittites. Another was through the country between the lakes Urumi and Van, and around again to the district of the Parsua to the west of Lake Van. The last campaign, the 33rd, in the 31st of his reign, was made again to the east and the northeast. In the last 4 years of Shalmaneser II, his son, Ashurdan raised a revolt, and succeeded in gaining to himself 27 fortified cities, one of which was Asher, the original capital of the country, Ashur-natsir-pal having established the capital at Kala. Shalmaneser seems to have been too old to attempt to do anything against him, and he continued in possession of his revolted cities till the death of the king. In another inscription Shalmaneser says, have received the tribute of Jehu, the son of Omri, silver, gold, bowls of gold, chalices of gold, cups of gold, pails of gold, lead, scepters for the hand of the king, and spear shafts. It is supposed that he made the mistake of calling Jehu he son of Omri, from the fact that his first connection with Israel was in the reign of Ahab who was the son of Omri. And as Jehu was a successor of Ahab, Shalmaneser supposed him to have been of the house of Omri also.